Sweet.
Okay.
We're back.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Has it?
Yeah, it's been more than a week. It's been too long.
Sorry, guys. We're back.
We're back again.
And we've actually got a couple of things lined up for the coming weeks. So we're doing something different today. We're talking about injuries from a different point of view. But then next week...
next week we'll have a nutritionist on again, is good. We'll post something on Facebook, Instagram, so you guys can post any questions you have so we can... get a professional to answer those.
Yeah, so it's a sports nutritionist who does marathons, ultra marathons herself.
Yeah,
so
that'll be interesting.
Very cool gal, so that'd be cool. Her name's Lisa. And then following that, I'm in the process of organizing a podcast with Lindsay, who is the founder of Naked Sports Innovations. So they're the company that does the Naked Belts and a bunch of other things, but they're most known for the Naked Belt. So we're getting him on, and he's based in USA, so it'd be good to get his input into what it's like being in the innovation space with running. So I'm pretty cool. Looking forward to it.
But today we're gonna workshop an injury, sort of a knee injury, and we came up with this idea because I've been coaching someone for quite a while, probably since August last year, preparing for a marathon, and just an injury came up.
Coaching virtually, like...
Virtual online coaching. Yeah. I've never seen this person in real life.
Yeah, international. Yeah.
Like, international coaching. And, like, I thought it would be good to, like, from two points of view. One, you can see how our brain works and how we think.
Yeah.
And we go, this is how we approach an injury. And the other thing that's maybe a good takeaway from this is, what information do you give your health professional when you go and see someone in regards to your running injury? What's important information before we even start looking at what's your technique like, or is your hamstring tight?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going into this blind. So this is a client of Mike's, and I don't know her, and I don't know anything.
You know it's a her.
I know it's a female, and her knee is sore. That's all I know. So we're doing this live, so I'm going to pepper Mike for the information that I want and see if Mike has that information from his client.
I'll do my best.
So,
okay, like, I'll give you the bit of a rundown. So I'm going to give you a bit of information that I would normally ask any runner. Like, we're talking about a 49-year-old female.
Yeah.
Has been running for quite a while. I've only been coaching her for about, like, up to, like, just under a year. And, like, surprisingly, no running injury history.
Ever.
Ever. Has never had a running injury.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Great, right?
Yeah.
That's, when you hear that from a 49-year-old runner, you're like, what? Mm. Are you lying to me? But no injury history whatsoever there, which is great. The goal was initially Boston Marathon.
Is that... Sorry, go on. I was going to interrupt.
No, go interrupt.
Why did she seek out your coaching services?
Because she was using an online program she found somewhere for the last sort of 10 years, because she's done marathons before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ran a Boston qualifier. I wanted to do really well in Boston.
Yeah, so you wanted something a bit more specific.
A bit more specific, because, you know, the online programs are a bit general. Yep. They're not bad, but they're also not specific.
Yep.
Was training for Boston Marathon, then Boston Marathon got cancelled and postponed, and now we learned today that Boston Marathon is becoming a virtual event.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to stay on the same day.
Yeah.
So that's all the information we're going to give you.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
So she's hurt her knee. When did her knee start hurting?
Her knee started hurting probably about 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay. Which knee?
It is her left knee.
Left knee. Okay. Was it something that acutely came on? Like, was it a very immediate sharp pain that came on with no warning? Or was it something that built up over a couple of days, a couple of weeks?
Bit of built up over a couple of days, a couple of weeks. Where I was like, oh, it's there. It's not too bad. And then sort of... it got a bit worse and a bit worse.
Okay. And so now it's been here for 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, give or take.
Okay. Is it tending to get better or is it tending to get worse?
It's a bit of both. Like, it gets a bit better, gets a bit worse, gets a bit better, gets a bit worse.
Okay. So fluctuating for 3-4 weeks.
Mm.
Okay. And how long have you known about this?
For about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, for about 3 weeks.
No, the first thing I said was go see a physio.
Yeah.
She's been seeing a physio, which is good, but she's been like, oh, the physio's like a bit... oh, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And, like, because everything is still virtual, because everything is still, like, online, she's not physically seen anyone. Okay,
sure.
So everything has been assessed and done online, and she's been like, oh, no, probably wants more information than that she gets at the moment.
Got you. Okay. So left knee, 3-4 weeks, it's kind of fluctuating. It was a gradual onset, not acute. Whereabouts in her knee?
From the knee. And when I spoke to her the other day, sort of like, oh, just above the kneecap.
Okay.
Like she was like, oh, just the bottom of the thigh.
Okay. Yep.
And then sort of like she Googled a few things and was like, it looks like it's patellofemoral pain.
Yep.
So
also known as runner's knee.
Runner's knee and just pain at the front of the knee, not super specific.
Yep.
And just sore through there.
Okay. So when we're talking gradual onset, vague pain around the kneecap, hard to put your finger exactly on it. Yeah. Like that is like 10 out of 10 describing patellofemoral pain, which is runner's knee. Unless it is literally not on the kneecap, but it's higher up. You also have a quadriceps tendon there, but it's very unlikely. I've maybe seen like one or two quadricep tendon injuries in my time when I've seen thousands of patellofemoral pain.
She said, she was like, oh, it started hurting a bit just above the kneecap.
Yeah.
And this was a video call, so I was like, oh, where is it sore? And she pointed to the quad tendon.
Yeah.
Like that goes over the knee. And then she was like, I did a bit of heavier strength work and it might just be sore and it sort of calmed down within 24 hours. So I was like, look,
okay,
like it's all that happened, but it's not a concern.
Yep. So now I want to know what triggers her and how she responds to running. So she's currently doing strength work?
She's doing a bit that she has been given from a physio and I've added a few things.
So is she bothered by a squat?
No, squat doesn't give any grief.
Is she bothered by a lunge?
Not too bad, actually.
Can she hop?
Yes.
Hop on one leg, no pain?
Yes.
Okay.
Like hopping is not an issue whatsoever.
Yeah.
The thing I have to add here is there's a lot of nerves around this injury.
Yeah.
Going, I don't want to be injured. I want to go back to running. I've never had an injury.
Yeah, so completely uncharted territory.
Uncharted territory. So it's I remember my first injury. It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
It's like, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
Is this going to be here forever?
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Which is a total normal response.
Yeah. So now I want to know how she responds to running. So I want to know, is it either sore at the start of a run and then kind of warms up and goes away? Or does it progress in the intensity throughout a run?
That's information I don't have because initial advice from a physio was just give it a break.
To not run.
I've said, look, let's try 1 minute on, 1 minute off.
Yeah.
And she's done that with a lot of hesitation.
Yeah.
But cool, I'll run. I'll walk for 5 minutes. I'll run for 1 minute.
Yeah.
I'll do another 5 minute walk. I'll do another 1 minute run.
Yeah.
And let's keep it like that because I don't want to make it worse.
Yeah.
And that has hasn't necessarily aggravated her.
Yeah.
She was like, maybe it's a little bit sore. And I could then, she was like, it's around a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Maybe it bumped to a 5. Maybe it came back to a 3 quite quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
So running doesn't really aggravate her.
Yeah. And then just a few other questions. Does she have pain at rest?
Yeah. She says probably at rest, it's the worst.
Okay.
That's when she's most aware of it. When she's walking and moving, she's like, oh, yeah, it's there. But
okay. Do you know if that is at rest sitting or at rest standing?
Not sure. I think she said when she's like working on her desk, she's like, I can feel it.
Because when you're sitting with a bent knee, there's just a natural element of compression that goes through the kneecap when you're sitting in a bent position. If you're laying down when your leg is straight and there's no knee compression, then I would expect that to be less irritable. So that's something I'd want to know. And I also want to know if she has pain at night, like laying in bed.
Think there's been some discomfort at night.
Yeah. So you can get some lingering kind of dull pain, which is kind of to be expected with almost any injury. But if you get a throbbing, pulsating pain at night, that would almost lead me to think, is there like a bone issue? Like, is it more of a bone stress? But the way she's describing around her kneecap, that's not high on my priority list. So I'm thinking at this stage, like literally everything you've described is patellofemoral pain, which is runner's knee. It's like the most common thing. And being a female, she's more at risk. Being, in her, would you say 49 years old, more at risk. So she's ticking all the boxes for it. I'm less inclined to think it's a tendon because tendons have a very clear pattern of it sucks in the morning getting out of bed and it sucks at the start of the run, but then it warms up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'd be thinking there. There can also be a bursa issue in the knee when they're a bit more random. They can just ache when you compress them. They can ache when you push on them. So
maybe an interesting thing is one of the exercises the physio gave was just straight leg quad tensioning, so like into foot extension with the knee.
Yeah. Just squeezing your quads.
Squeezing your quads.
With a straight knee, yeah.
But anything that where she pulls her knee into flexion, so it's not muscular, but pulling it into flexion, that's uncomfortable.
Okay, so that's putting a bit of compression through the kneecap.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's interesting. I mean, it's not out of the ordinary for a patellofemoral pain to press, to kind of do that. But it's pretty clear that everything you're describing to me, it's there's definite like irritation and sensitivity around the knee for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, like, and this is where it's kind of cool. Like, it doesn't matter if that's emanating from a bursa or if it's emanating from a bone or emanating from a joint line or a synovium or whatever it might be. It's pretty clear that the knee joint has some degree of irritation in it.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. If she things like a lunge kind of like might trigger a bit, if she's a bit sore with running, cool. You just got to give it some relative rest. And that means you don't stop running. It means you just reduce your running to a level that doesn't piss your knee off. And that's different for everyone. So that just has to happen. And it's at this point where I'm like, cool, now I want to know about her shoes. I want to know about her running technique. I want to know about her ability to stabilize on her leg. I want to know about her strength training. I want to know about all these sorts of things. And that's where it gets, that's when like I need to ask her these things.
That's
and
where it gets interesting.
I need to see her.
Yeah.
But I still don't even need to like touch her knee. I still don't even need to do that. But that's certainly how it's kind of panning out. So
let me just check. I probably have some information on like, because she's had a fair bit of rest over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like exercises that she is doing, like sit to stands, single leg. Okay.
So from a chair standing up on one leg.
Yeah. Squats with the band around the knees to push the knees up.
Okay. Yeah.
Lateral and front to back hops, just hopping back and forward, okay, side to side.
Yeah.
Squats with a backpack.
Sure.
Like with a bit of weight in it, just some weighted squats. Basic calf raises, which is probably not very related, but just so, run or do calf raises.
So the intention of all of that, and that's from a physio?
It's the sit to stands a physio, squats with a band a physio, lateral hops a physio. I just said never hurts to do some squats or calf raises.
Yeah.
Unless it hurts.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly right. Like, it doesn't hurt to do that. Sounds like all of that, the intention of all of that is to start to put a bit of load into the knee and increase load capacity in the knee. That's all, that's what that's doing. And you do that via muscle strengthening.
Yeah.
So that's the intention of all that stuff. But it's hard to do that stuff when she's describing an ache at rest and it kind of hurts to run. When someone's describing that to me, I'm very cautious about putting more load into the system because there's already a degree of irritation and sensitivity there. Why do we want to load that up more? So I'm always a bit hesitant to give people heaps of that stuff. But if she can squat and there's no pain, then you can squat, go for it. So it's at this point where I'm like, cool, let's like see you do some of those movements. Let's see you run and see if there's any like biomechanical factors there. For sure. And then the last thing I would do is like put my hands on the knee and kind of try and poke and prod it.
Hmm.
Mike, are you imagining that it's runner's knee, like patellofemoral pain?
It very much sounds like patellofemoral pain.
Yeah.
The only thing that threw me off a bit was that little niggle just above the knee. I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's a bit odd. Not concerning, but like, oh, it's odd. But you did increase your load with your squats and everything. So that might have just been extra load there. And it has settled quite quickly, so I'm not like, oh, my God, what's going on there?
Yeah, could be her bursa, could be her articularis genu muscle.
There's plenty of things in there that could sort of just not even be upset, just worked.
Yeah, and is she foam rolling?
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be prioritizing foam rolling at the moment. Quads, side of your thigh, glutes, big time.
So, like, foam rolling, it just helps with a bit of pain relief. I think her physio told her to do lots of fast walking.
Okay.
To like her initial, he said 10-minute walk warm up.
Yeah.
4-minute run, 1-minute walk times 3, 10-minute walk cool down.
Yeah. Okay.
My only thing was like 4 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
On a potential irritable knee.
Yeah.
So my approach like would have been slightly different and I would have gone let's just try 1 minute on, 1 minute off for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And just because that means 5 minutes of running, 5 minutes of walking.
And all you do is you're just trying to get an appreciation for her tolerance at this point in time.
Does that it's almost a diagnostic run.
Yeah.
And go, what can I handle?
Exactly.
Where is it too much? And I think it's important to have, it's because it's not a training session.
Exactly. So this is where it's actually really useful to look at cadence in someone, because the lower your cadence is, the more load you put in your knee joint. The higher your cadence is, the less load you put in your knee joint. So you can pretty safely, when someone's doing very minimal running, like we're talking about 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever worth of running, increasing your cadence is going to have very little risk, but it will deload your knee. So that's something I'd look into for sure. Big time, big time.
Let's see if I have some data on that. I should have somewhere. Yeah.
Are you looking at her cadence?
I'm just going to have a quick squeeze through her cadence if I can find it.
Come on, bruh. But basically, this is all the stuff that we want to know about when you've got a knee or when you've got an injury. This is prior to looking at your mechanics. This is prior to your technique, prior to your shoes, prior to even like touching you. It's just, these are the things we want to know. Because really, I haven't even seen this woman and I've pretty much diagnosed her and have got a reasonable handle on what might be contributing to this.
Cadence is actually pretty good, 93, which is...
So 186.
Yeah.
Okay, so quite high.
Quite high.
Yep.
Potentially it wouldn't change too much there.
Cool. So I've got to do a running technique analysis there.
Yeah, have a look at running technique and see what's going on.
The other thing, which I can't believe I didn't even touch on. So you said this happens 3-4 weeks ago. What was her load like? Did she deload or did she increase? Was there a change in load?
There was a change in load prior to Boston Marathon was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And then didn't.
Yeah.
So that was early... When was it? Early March, I think. Boston was supposed to happen.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's around that time.
So early March was supposed to happen. And then sort of we dropped mid-March, late March. I can't even remember when Boston was supposed to happen. Yeah, I think late March. I think the idea was to do it on the 23rd of March, something like that.
Yeah.
Then because Boston didn't happen, we dropped and went, cool. We've been running quite high weeks, like 60-70k weeks,
yeah,
without any issues, and just backed off a bit and go, let's have a few weeks of just easier running,
yeah,
not as much, less load,
yeah,
like don't stress,
yeah,
backed off a bit to sort of 30-40k weeks,
okay,
maybe even lower in some weeks,
yeah,
did that for 3-4 weeks and then slowly increased again,
yeah,
not. I'm confident saying that definitely wasn't too fast.
Okay, cool.
So there has been a change in load, but not a massive.
So deload, like 40-50% deload, and then there for a couple of weeks and start to bring it back up.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Any change in strength training at the time?
Not much.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
So it's not like she's obviously been running at 40Ks a week, 40Ks a week, and then 80Ks a week. That would cause it.
Yeah, that would cause it.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Any change in terrain? Hills?
Not more than usual. Nothing.
Cool.
I think the first time the knee was brought up was sort of around late April.
Yeah.
And we're like May now.
Cool, so it's been a month.
It's been about a month.
Cool. All right.
So we need to... If I bring that to you...
Yeah.
Can you give me a time frame?
No.
Why not?
Because I still don't know what the main contributor is,
mm-hmm.
whether that might be running technique, whether it might be a weakness in a muscle, whether it might be a movement pattern biomechanic thing. Depending on what that is, that'll inform that'll inform timeframes.
So if she's been running for months since August last year without any issues,
yep.
Why the hell did this suddenly happen?
Fuck knows. There was nothing obvious, right?
There was nothing obvious.
There's nothing obvious. It seems odd. The other thing, and this is going a bit beyond the scope of what I thought I would go into talking about this, but then we also cannot discount the effects that like sleep and sleep quality and lack of sleep has, and also stress. So obviously like with Boston being cancelled, that's disappointing. And for some people that's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting a niggle is stressful. So whether there's a bit of an element of stress and lack of sleep there, because that will be a huge contributor as mm-hmm. well. And like you said, Mike, there is some form of anxiety surrounding this, which is understandable. So there's no denying that those things are a contributor, whether that contributes 1% to the problem or 50% to the problem, we don't know. But I'm at the point now, I want to see her move. I want to see her movement patterns, how she squats, how she lunges, what her balance is like. I want to see her running technique. And then based on that, that'll give us a bit more of an insight. And I want to kind of see how strong certain muscles are. I want to see the strength of her glutes, the strength of her hammies, the strength of her calves. I want to look at all of that sort of stuff. And if you can then pinpoint what you think might be causing it, then you can say, oh, we can fix this in 2 weeks, or this is going to take 8 weeks to fix, or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. With what you know now, forget about what she's been told or what other physios have said, what would you do going forward without getting any of the other information?
If I was her or as her physio?
As her physio.
I want to get her to the point where she is less irritable so that she can run with her symptoms not flaring up.
So what does that mean?
So because you were saying she was running and she might go from a no pain to 5 out of 10 pain to 3 out of 10 pain to 5 out of 10 pain, like that's not settled. That's quite irritable for me. So I need to settle it down so that she's like, yeah, it's like 1 or 2 out of 10 pain. It's pretty consistent. That's what we need to do. So for me, it's a combo of relative rest and foam rolling at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Relative rest means maybe you can drop your running by 10%. You can drop your running by 50% or 90%, but it's relative rest, whatever we need to do to calm it down to that.
So the last run, walk she did was 2 1-minute runs with a 5-minute walk in between.
That's tiny
and felt fine.
Felt fine. Cool. Sweet. So there's a baseline. So basically, Mel... Ooh, you can tolerate like 2 minutes walking broken up into 1 minute at a time. So cool. There's your baseline. You can build on that. Bring it up. So how fast you choose to bring that up is, do you now go to 2 minutes at a time, then 3 minutes at a time, then 4 minutes at a time, or do you go from 1 minute at a time to 5 minutes at a time? So there's no right or wrong. Yeah. We just need to bring your running back up. But there will be a point where you exceed your tolerance. And knowing that info, that's where you train.
Is walking going to play a part in this? As in, if I walk too much, can that bother my knee? I can't run now, which sucks. So I'm going to go for a 2K fast walk at lunch.
Yeah.
And then at night, I'm going to do my exercises and do another 3K fast walk.
I am more inclined to say walking would be completely fine if she has no symptoms with it.
Okay,
cool. She doesn't have symptoms with running? With walking?
Yeah. No, what if it's like, can do that, but my knee just feels bothered from time to time. Wouldn't even call it pain. It's just like it's there. It's annoying.
Bothered from time to time during the walk or just in general?
Just in general.
No, go for it then. It's fine.
Cool.
Because you can get a pretty strong cardio workout from a brisk walk, but there's no impact. Like the impact from walking is nowhere near the same as the impact of running, so that's fine. So I'm inclined to say that's okay.
And then... Okay, cool. So running and walking is fine as long as it's asymptomatic?
Yeah, or like very controlled, like minimal discomfort.
Yeah, and it doesn't...
And it settles quickly.
Yeah, and it doesn't climb.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yep.
It's not going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Exactly. So that's just managing your short-term running load whilst you're addressing all the other factors, whatever that might be. And for me, that remains unanswered.
Yeah, and that's like other factors. And I think that's the hardest part on doing anything online, even with physio online.
Yeah.
Because you can only see so much.
But we can. So I because this person isn't in Australia, I'm like, sweet, get a friend to film you running. Get a friend to film you running from the side.
On the treadmill.
You're going to run. Oh, no, even outside. If you have a treadmill, great. But even outside, run across in front of the camera, run towards the camera, and run away from the camera. So three angles. Cool. Like, send them to me and we'll go through that and we'll see if there's anything.
We'll see what we can do.
Big time. Yeah.
Is this applicable to every other injury?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
So
if it's bone stress, then I want your symptoms to be pretty much zero. If it's like a bit of knee pain, you can kind of run through minimal symptoms, that's fine. But if it's like a high-risk bone area, that's when you have to really sharply decrease everything.
Yeah, but that's only for bone stress injuries.
It's the same approach to most things.
Hmm.
Different mechanics matter. Running technique will affect things differently, but it's the same because all running injuries are overuse injuries, you have the same approach to it.
Yeah. Does it, like for this case, does it matter why it happened? Like where it came from?
Well, yeah, in a sense, because if you don't want it to happen again, so like you've got to understand what's caused it and then either deal with that factor or approach things differently. So yeah, it is important.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any other questions in regards to this particular knee?
No. Because you're not her.
Fair point.
Yeah.
So I think this is something we like deal with all the time. Not so much runners, not runners is one of them, but especially for me as a coach, when people come to me with, oh, I've got this, like there's limited things I can do.
Yeah.
Like I can ask all the questions.
Yeah.
But go see someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you feel that someone doesn't give you what you need, go see someone else.
Yeah. And they're all the factors that go through your brain. They're all things you need to consider.
So
it's never, ever, 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 ever as simple as like, oh, your hammies are tight. Like, bullshit. You just ignored the last 20 minutes of chat.
Yeah. And I think it's like if you disclose any information to your physio or health professional, I think it's important to think about, really think about, has anything changed in my running in the last 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, big time.
Unless it was something obvious, like I got hit by a car, now my knee hurts. You're like, okay, cool. It's probably because you got hit by a car.
Yeah.
But think about what has changed. Like it could be terrain, it could be intensity, it could be how many sessions, how many Ks. Think about footwear.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about, is there something happening outside of running that it's affecting your general recovery and stress? Is it
like as work really busy and you're only sleeping 3-4 hours a night and you're not getting any recovery done?
So there's so much. So as much as we would love to simplify stuff, it's hard. It's complex. There are not many issues, but it's kind of like it's our job to work out what's like a 2% issue and what's a 80% issue. Yeah.
But the more information you can bring into that conversation yourself, the better.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's really important to remember.
Big time.
When you, when something bothers you and you go to see someone, make sure you think about all the information beforehand.
Yeah. You got to turn up armed with info.
Yeah. Because the more you give, the easier it is to go distill into, okay, this could be a potential cause, let's address that.
Yeah, big time. And you can actually do most of it from a distance, like online. I've actually done heaps of it during COVID-19. We can look at technique. We can look at movement patterns. We can just pretty much do everything except touch you.
Yeah.
But that's the very, very last thing you ever need to do.
But you can touch yourself, so it's fine.
You can touch yourself.
You can release your own ear. You can foam roll. You can massage yourself. It's fine.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about something else when you said you can touch yourself.
That's probably, you should turn the camera off for that, Patty.
Sweet. So, thanks for that. That's just an insight into my brain.
Yeah.
There you go.
If there's any questions or you go, hey, guys, I've got this injury, can we have a chat? We can.
Yeah, man. Reach out. Let's do it.
Sweet.
Cool. All right. See you guys. We'll chat next week with our nutritionist.
Woo!